Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Sure, you're devoted to your business on eBay, but time on the road can pay off as well. With us now to share tips on how to make money while you're away is Miriam Otto, our good friend. Miriam Otto, she's known on eBay as top-rated seller, designer shirts, and more.
You sure messed that up.
And she's also head blogger at, well, it doesn't make sense the way it was written. She's also head blogger at the eBay Life blog. Miriam, do you hire and train employees to answer questions and help ship while you're on the road?
Yes, that's my first tip. How's it going?
It's going pretty peachy, Miriam. Thank you.
Hey, it's been a long time. We went to Portland last week. And we have people that work for us anyway that mainly they list products. And right before we go on trips, we always train one of the people that work for us to ship. And so, things can sell while we're on the road. And there's always someone at home to ship those items.
So is it a family member or...
No, it's actually a friend who works for us.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. I've noticed that sometimes it's hard to... impress upon someone who is newly working for you how important the eBay deadlines are.
Well, actually, this person has worked for us probably for a couple years now, and I think he really understands that things need to go out immediately. So he actually did a great job. He shipped every single day. He was there probably 3 hours a day.
Doesn't it feel good? That's the best part of entrepreneurialism, when you can leave and the business still runs itself.
And what we've done in the past is, if we didn't have anyone on staff that was used to shipping, then we would spend 3 or 4 days ahead of time training them.
Oh.
That's good.
That's pretty smart. And I'm assuming, Miriam, that you have a pretty good system that helps make it easy for your employees to find items once they sell, so they know how to pull items and everything. Is that true?
Yes. All of our items are stored in numbered boxes, and those numbers go on the custom labels that eBay provides for sellers. So all you have to really do is, you have to look at the custom label. It'll say box 25. So the person who's shipping just goes to box 25, grabs the item, and ships that item.
I love that system.
That is a good system. We're speaking with Miriam Otto. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, designer, shirts, and more. She's also head blogger at the eBay Life blog. And so she's had a lot of experience selling on eBay. How many years have you been selling on eBay?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years? It's been that long now. Wow.
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
That's a professional baby.
That is.
Absolutely. So do you do any extra listing before or while you're traveling? Was this a business trip or a fun trip?
It was a combo trip.
Okay.
It was a sourcing trip, but we also went to Portland on vacation. So what I did was I made sure that the people who list for us were listing a lot of items before we left. So the scheduled folder had a backup of about, maybe 80 listings. So while I was in Portland, I'd spend an hour a day or half an hour or whatever starting listings, because the people that work for us will schedule listings, but I need to proof them before they go live.
Oh, that's smart. So you do all the proofing.
Mm-hmm. You're the final word.
I'm
pretty much the only one that can do it at this point, because, there's so many things that I look out for that the people working for us might miss. If we're listing, a pair of shoes, the person who listed the shoes might think they're a men's, but maybe they're women's, and I will kind of, know that this could be a problem. So I proof all the listings before they go live.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense. So we've been talking to you for quite a while now on mm-hmm. eBay Radio off and on, and how has your business changed since we've known you?
Well, I actually went back to work 40 hours, so I'm depending more and more on the people that work for us. But actually, our sales have been really good. This summer, our sales have been really good.
Yeah.
So, and it all has to do with how much you list. That's what I think.
It is.
It is so true, isn't it?
Of it.
So you find that, too. The more you list, the more you sell.
Oh, my gosh. If you stop listing, we have three accounts, and one of the accounts I've been pretty much ignoring, and nothing is selling.
Oh.
And the one that I pay attention to, every day, I fiddle with listings. I start new listings. That account is doing really well, and the other one's not doing very well.
Oh.
So, you know, and when I go back to the account that I'm ignoring and start, listing things and making sure everything's fresh, then all of a sudden it starts, being successful again.
So you mentioned that your trip, I believe it was to Portland, didn't you say Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Was a sourcing trip?
Yes.
What do you source?
Actually, we decided to go to yard sales and look for high profit items. And the yard sales in Portland are very good. And the great thing about Portland is that the weather is a lot cooler than it is in California, so you can yard sale all day. We were out until, I think it was like 4 o'clock. Oh, and the best part about Portland is yard sales don't start until maybe 9.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I don't understand what you mean, because here in San Diego, we garage sale every day of every year, 365 days a year. We have no rain. We have
same thing here. Yeah, in Chico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but guess what? You have to get up at like 6 o'clock. In Chico, in order to get all the good stuff, because yard sales start at 7. I hate that.
Yeah, who doesn't? So is it really the early bird obviously gets the worm, right?
And it gets really hot here.
Yeah. A hot worm. So what kind of sourcing plans do you make before you leave on a trip?
Well, in years past, we went to Portland, and we just grabbed anything and everything. And before you know it, the car was, overflowing with goodies, but we didn't have anywhere to sit. So last couple of years, we've decided to kind of, create a plan before leaving Chico. And this year, we decided we were only going to pick up high-profit items. We were only going to go to yard sales. Thrift shops are getting really expensive. And so we did a really good job, focusing on those high-profit items. We still, the car still had room for two people to sit when we left Portland, so that was good.
So what kind of high items where you can make more money? What do you look for?
A lot of collectibles. We're looking for collectibles. We went to a yard sale. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we found a sterling silver cup for $5, and the last one sold for $180.
Whoa.
Those are the type of things we're looking for, and those are the type of things we found.
Hmm. Interesting. What kind of sourcing plans do you make before you leave on a trip?
Well, you have to decide what types of things you're going to be purchasing, how many items do you plan on purchasing, how much time are you going to spend sourcing, because you don't want to spend your whole vacation sourcing, because pretty soon your vacation is over and you haven't had a vacation, right?
Yeah.
So this is really important. And how are you going to get your items home? Because if you buy, if you buy heavy items, how are you going to get those home? If you buy large items, if you buy too many items and they don't fit in your car, how are you going to get them home? Are you going to send them home? Is that, cost effective? You need to make these plans before you leave.
So you go, how far is Portland from Chico?
It takes us about, I think it's around 10 hours.
Wow, that is a sourcing trip, Griff.
Yes.
Yeah, that is pretty big.
That's big. So how do you stay in touch with your employees while you're gone?
Texting, primarily texting. So I will, send a text. If I get a question that I can't answer, and maybe the person working for us, could check out the product and give me some information about it that I need, I'll text whoever's working for us, and that works really well. And a lot of times the person shipping will have questions, should I send this product out first class, priority. So I send a lot of texts to the people working for us. They send me texts, and it just works really well.
Do you ever take pictures of the things you buy while you're on the sourcing trip in Portland?
Yes, actually, I bought some pajamas, some Nordstrom men's pajamas, new with tags, and I listed them while I was in Portland, and they sold by the time I got home. So that was cool. And I think there was something else.
That's so much fun.
She's so successful.
Yeah, it was totally fun. And, you know, this is another great thing. We went down to San Luis Obispo a couple of months ago, and Johnny picked up, that's my boyfriend, he picked up this really awesome leather jacket, vintage, and it was at the San Luis Obispo flea market. In the parking lot, I took the picture. We bought it for $30, sold it for like $120, and the whole listing process was done by the time I got in the car.
Yikes.
So, well, and the great thing was, I thought, you know, that doesn't look cool. We're taking pictures in the parking lot. Oh, no, it looked like we were at, like, NASCAR or something. It was this kind of, like, motorcycle jacket.
Yeah, I love those accidental photographic pictures that are fantastic, and it happened by accident, right?
Well, he looked so cool in the jacket that I was like, wow.
Oh, Miriam has a boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. He looked good in that jacket, so I think that's kind of what sold it. But turned out well.
What did you list with your phone or iPad or what?
I listed it with the phone. I don't do too much listing with my phone, but every once in a while, and I'm kind of getting more used to that too, so.
Well, Miriam, we've enjoyed having you on. We need to touch bases with you more often.
Yes, we do. It's been a
while. Well, you know, I haven't been writing on my blog, but I just yesterday started writing again. It's the ebaylife.com. Right now, it's loading really slowly, so some things are getting fixed, but within 48 hours, I should be up and running.
We'll be watching it. Thank you, Miriam.
Thanks, Miriam. Always a pleasure. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Dial us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now, yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at bubblefest.com for more information.